There are 4,000 children in foster care in Pima County, but that doesn't mean all of them are in a foster home. Some are in group homes or shelters. Chris Swenson-Smith is the director of Children and Family Services at the Pima County Juvenile Court. She says the foster care situation in Pima County is woefully inadequate.
We really don't have enough foster homes for the number of children who are in need of protection right now.
The number of foster children in Pima County has gone up from about 2,800 2 years ago to about 4,000 this year. Swenson-Smith says that increase is continuing.
Just in the last year, there's been an increase of 1,000 more children who are abused or neglected.
She says the Pima County Juvenile Court, which handles foster care cases, can't say for sure why the numbers are increasing so rapidly in this part of the state, but there are some indicators.
We do have a really, really bad drug and alcohol problem in Pima County, and about 70% of dependency cases are related to parental substance abuse.
Children removed from the custody of their parents do best if they can stay with a relative, Swenson-Smith says. But that doesn't mean all of them do, so she says there's still a need for foster homes.
About 37% of kids are in foster homes, but we could use a lot more foster homes than we do now. A lot of times kids have to go into shelters or group homes, and what's happening right now is many, many children are placed in licensed foster homes in other counties.
She says that makes it harder for children. If they're living in a new county, they're dealing with the abuse or neglect that led to the situation, then also with being removed from their home, and then the struggle with being in a place where they don't know people. Swenson-Smith says licensed foster care parents are reimbursed for the care of the children, so fostering a child in need is not the financial burden many might imagine. She says there are other misconceptions about what a child in foster care needs.
Once a child feels safe, everything, their behavior, their school performance, their mental health, all of those improve when they just feel safe.
There are other ways to help Pima County children in need. Swenson-Smith says a person can become a court-appointed special advocate for a child going through the court system.
They are sort of the eyes and ears of the judge. They see a child or a sibling group very frequently. They get financial support so they don't have to spend any of their own money to take the child on outings, for example. And they go into court and let the judge know what's going on in that child's life.
The proposed state budget, which hasn't been formally approved by the legislature and governor yet, contains another $9 million for Child Protective Services. Swenson-Smith says she hopes it means fewer children need foster care.
If the state is able to re-implement many of the prevention programs that were in place a few years ago, we're going to find that far fewer children are abused and neglected. Those that are will be able to remain in home safely with some intensive services with their family, which is so much better for kids.
Some of that money is also targeted for grandparents who care for their grandchildren. Swenson-Smith says that's generally a good outcome for children who are removed from their home. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.